better than goat meat.
And the other reason?
When sheep eat grass, they leave their roots there. But when the goats eat them, they just take everything. So next year, they'll be like, no more grass.
Next year's zodiac animal will be somewhat easier to figure out. 2016 will be the year of the monkey, or the ape, depending on who you ask. Hansi Lu Wang, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR News.
And this is Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason here on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the U of I. Let's take a quick look at what's been happening in the agricultural world and the trade overnight. We see that the national average basis for corn was down a penny, rather a penny stronger. It was still 22 under the March contract. The corn index down 6 cents at $3.61 a bushel. The national average basis for beans was unchanged at 45 cents under the futures for March, while the DTN National Soybean Index was down 12 cents overnight at $9.51 a bushel.
Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's ag programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at AgriGold.com.
Now let's check the agricultural weather forecast with Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.
Record-setting cold temperatures occurred this morning across portions of the lower Midwest, and we're going to see another very cold night ahead of us. Temperatures at Cape Girardeau, Missouri, fell to minus 19 degrees Fahrenheit today. That's as cold as we've ever seen there, and it looks as though it matches temperatures in the upper Midwest, where temperatures were bitterly cold as well. In fact, some areas in northern portions of Minnesota and northeastern sections of North Dakota did see temperatures drop down into the negative 20s, even a few lower negative 30s being reported this morning across some of those areas. Snow is on the ground in many of these bitterly cold areas, but some snow-free conditions have been present and reported in parts of east-central sections of Illinois and west-central portions of Indiana, and some of the neighboring areas running from southern Iowa into west-central portions of Ohio have had somewhat of a sporadic snow coverage situation, and some of the wheat across this corridor has been likely damaged by the cold this morning. A lot of temperatures below zero being reported throughout a big part in the Midwest. In fact, temperatures below zero were noted as far south as Crossville, Tennessee, and some single-digit readings occurred down into portions of northern Alabama and neighboring areas of northern Georgia. The temperatures in Florida this morning were not damaging in citrus country. Temperatures were mostly in the 30s Fahrenheit and some lower 40s. Tomorrow morning will be a different story, though. Upper 20s and lower 30s will occur across that region, and some damage to citrus and sugarcane will be possible. In the meantime, most of the Midwest will see another very cold night tonight, where you are expecting to see those temperatures bottom out again below zero in a big portion of the region. Most of those sub-zero readings will extend all the way down into Kentucky and West Virginia, even parts of Western Virginia, and maybe a couple of spots in Tennessee will again be close to zero tomorrow morning. We'll see single digits and teens occurring in the Tennessee River Valley into portions of the Virginia and North Carolina crop country, with the 20s occurring down into Florida, as I mentioned before. This will be the last of the really cold nights for a little while, but another surge of bitter cold air will move into a portion of the plains as we get into the late weekend and early part of next week. And this time, there may be a little more of a risk to some of the hard red winter wheat country if there is not a fair amount of snow on the ground when the coldest air arrives, which will most likely be Monday morning. We do expect some light snow to fall across portions of the plains as we get closer to that event. That snow event is part of a much larger winter storm that will be impacting a big part of the lower Midwest as we move from tomorrow night into the heart of the weekend. There will be substantial rain that will fall across Kentucky and parts of Tennessee, southeastern Missouri, and parts of the northern sections of the U.S. Delta region, and some snow in this region will have to be melted as the heavy rain starts to fall. fall, and so the runoff potential will be substantial. Some of these areas pick up on 1 to 3 inches of rainfall, with some local totals getting into the 3 to 4 inch range. And we're expecting a significant amount of icing to occur just to the north of the heavy rain, coming out of portions of southeastern Missouri into southern Ohio, where there will be some significant ice and sleet and snow accumulation taking place. Snow will fall significantly to the north of this, and there may be a narrow band of very impressive snow accumulations, but a lot of the snowfall will be relatively light to moderate. Nevertheless, travel across the lower Midwest will be horrendous as we go through this weekend, and make plans accordingly. There will likely be some issues with a few road closures, and there will possibly be some power outages across parts of the lower Midwest as well. The bitter cold that I mentioned in the plains for Monday morning will also be moving into a part of the Midwest at that time. Many areas in the region will once again see sub-zero readings from Missouri into parts of Ohio for Monday and Tuesday mornings. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey. Whether it's quickly approaching or many years away, Busey Wealth Management provides retirement solutions tailored to one's specific needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Well, let's check the trade now in Chicago. At this hour, futures in the wheat pit are up a quarter of a cent in the lead option, softer at winter at 528. The March corn at 384 and a quarter is up a half. December there at 415, a half higher. Beans are up 4 cents in the March at 999 and three quarters. November contract at 978 and a quarter, up a penny and three quarters. Bean meal up 460 at 343.20. Bean oil at 39 cents lower, 3162. Live cattle futures are down 40 cents at 158.77 and a half. In the February, April's down 60. The April feeders at 202.22 and a half are up 15 cents. And lean hogs are trading the April up $2.40 at $66.62 and a half cents. On the phone line is Ellen Dearden from AgriView out of Morton, Illinois, to discuss the overnight trade and her expectations for the rest of today. Thanks for being with us on a Thursday. We appreciate it, Ellen. I hope you stayed warm overnight.
Oh, yeah. We are really going to be looking forward to these numbers out of USDA, particularly on the bean side of things. You know, they came in pretty low ball with 84 million planted acres on their earlier baseline expectations, and the trade has that number dialed in a little larger, so it'll be interesting to see what USDA does there. Key thing, too, to remember is tomorrow, Friday, is the expiration of the March grain options. And the open interest is greatest at strike price at 380 on March corn, which is about where we are now, and on the beans at the $10 level, which is where we've traded off and on this week. I see some issues. We don't seem to be able to really kill this market, no matter how much pressure we see, but we haven't seen a lot of money flow into the grain market this week.
Why is it important to watch the options tomorrow?
Usually prices gravitate towards the most popular strike price. Again, 380 March corn, $10 March beans.
Yeah, so, and in fact, we're at $10 now in the March bean contract, so your idea is that to watch that, and then does it roll down eventually to the next level?
Not necessarily, Todd, but we've got a gob of resistance between $10 and $10.12. That's the 50-day moving average on that March bean. I really have to wonder who wants to own $10 March beans right now.
All right. Anything else in the marketplace that you've been keeping an eye on? The EIA, I think, is delayed a day. Other reports, are, of course, due out, too.
Yeah. The other thing I've been watching on the wheat side of things is we've got an inverse. March is over May wheat in the Chicago contract. And we inched over there about 10 days ago by a penny or so, and now that inverse has grown to as much as a nickel. That shows that commercial interest is there on the long side of wheat.
Your expectation for a quiet day the rest of the day today, just in anticipation of tomorrow's numbers from Washington, D.C.?
We'll see some kind of a flurry at the tail end of trade. We may see something at 10 o'clock or so. The tail end of trade probably will be pretty telling.
Okay.
Watch the meal.
All right. Hey, thanks. Oh, yeah, Emil has been the mover and the shaker. It's guided everything for a while. And it's up, what, $4.90 at this hour. Okay. Hey, thanks so much. That, of course, is Ellen Dearden from AgriView. She's out of Morton, Illinois, joins us here on this opening market report. You're listening to willag.org from Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Here's what the weather forecast looks like for the Urbana area today. Sunny, cold, a high of just 8 degrees. It's currently zero outside with a wind chill of 11 below. We will have northwest winds at 9 to 14 throughout the day that could gust to 20 tonight. Increasing clouds, a low of 3 below. Wind chills between 8 and 13 below. The winds will lay down a bit at 5 to 8 miles an hour. And then Friday, a 30% chance of snow. Cloudy, a high of 22. Friday night, a 40% chance of snow. It'll be cloudy, a low of 19 degrees. And Saturday, snow is likely. Cloudy with a high of 33. Southeast winds at 5 to 9 miles an hour. They'll turn to the north, northeast in the afternoon. Chance of precipitation on Saturday set at 70%. New snow accumulation in the area of 1 to 3 inches possible. Snow likely on Saturday night as well, but mainly before midnight.
Good morning. Ukrainian troops abandoned a key city in the face of heavy artillery fire. We'll have the latest on the advance of separatist forces in this hour of Morning Edition from NPR News. In this hour, we'll hear about the lives of people whose very name seems like a contradiction. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Stephen Skeep. There are several thousand Iranian Jews. They'll talk of their lives and their politics inside the Islamic Republic. The collapse of Libya has vastly increased the flow of refugees. They try to reach Italy, which would rather not welcome them. Also this hour, thousands of people in Argentina march in honor of a prosecutor who died amid a sensitive investigation. It's Thursday, February 19th, the birthday of Justine Bateman, who is 49 years old. And the news is next.